we spoke about in Siman Pei Tes. In Siman Pei Tes, we discussed the practice which I mentioned to you is something that is common. More and less, we saw a chutzar with people daven basikin, and we pointed out the bi halacha, very striking bi halacha here in Siman Pei Tes. The bi halacha tells us a chiddush. It's a tremendous chiddush. If someone daven basikin, then he tells you that if you do it both in kavua every day, and there's no minyan, you could daven be a chiddus. You could daven without a minyan, basikin, which shows you the unbelievable.
So is that better daven?
In general, it's better to daven b'tzibur. It's always better to daven b'tzibur. The Gemara says in Brachas Daches that, and the Shulchan Aruch quotes it, and the Machaber brings it as well, that going to a minyan is always far better than davening b'yachidus for an obvious reason, because if you are part of b'tzibur, Hashem will never turn down the tefillos of b'tzibur. The tefillos of Yachid Hashem can turn down. There's a very famous comment, you probably are familiar with it. I imagine, since you probably know the Targum Malatarosh, I'm thinking of the Targum. So the Pasuk in Vayechi, it says, V'ani nosati l'cho Shem achad alachecha. Hashem gave Yosef an additional chelek over and above his brothers. The city of Shem was given to Yosef. And then it says in the Pasuk something striking. Asher lokachti miyadu elori, that I took from the Amorites, b'charbi v'kashti, with my sword and with my bow. The Targum in that Pasuk, in the last two words, says, b'charbi, and b'kashti, what does it refer to? Two different types of tefillah. B'tzlusi u'ba'usi, Lashon HaTargum. What does that mean? So both the Rizkov, Avelva Salavetchik Zatzal, and the Amir Simcha Kayim, Bidvins, the Meshach Chochma, interpret in the same way the Targum, and they say the Targum is talking about two different types of tefillah. One is called tzlusi, which is tefillah b'tzibur, and one is ba'usi, which is bakosha, of a yachid. So the Torah says the Targum Onkelos, that's what the way they're interpreting it. The Torah has compared tefillah b'tzibur to a cherev, to a sword, and tefillah b'tzibur is a contrast to tefillah b'yachid compared to a keshet, to a bow. What's the difference? Says both the Brisker Rav and Amir Simcha Kayim, the Tishma Shechokma. I'm sorry?
The Gemara in Brachos.
The Gemara in Brachos is not addressing the cherev and the keshet per se. The Gemara in Brachos talks about the koach of tefillah b'tzibur. The Gemara says, Ela kodik bach, the Gemara daf ches and alav. It says, Hashem does not reject the tefillah of a tzibur. That the Gemara discussed, the Gemara calls many psukim. That when is it an etzrotzo, when the tzibur is mispalim, even for example, a person cannot daven in shul, let's say a person is sick,
God forbid. The same time as the tzibur.
Exactly, he should daven at the time the tzibur is davening. The tzibur that he, of course, is connected with, that's a din shalom and b'chapa, we'll get to it eventually. That a person should daven at the same time they're davening, because a tzibur has a certain ratzon with Hashem is barach that no yachid can possibly have. But the Brisker Rav and Meshach would say something beautiful. What's the difference between a cherev and a keshet? How would you distinguish it? A sword. So the moment the sword is drawn from its scabbard, the sword can be deadly. Correct? Once the sword, shall we say, is utilized, and it, Rahman al-Islam, can enter someone's innards, it can, I would say, do quite a...
Not pretty injury.
That's right. Exactly. You put it very beautifully. Not a pretty sight, and it can actually do a person in. Mashenka and a keshet, a bow, it depends how taut the bow is, T-A-U-T. That is to say, the greater, the more taut the bow and arrow, the greater the, obviously, the impact, the force, and that depends on what, says the Brisker Rav in the Meshech Chochma, on the individual's chusin. If you have a lot of schuyot, like this young man over here, his mother's schuyot, plus he's a Sfaradi Tahor, so then you are in great shape. Then Hashem will accept your tefillah. But if, however, you are someone of another ilk, doesn't have anyone in this room, obviously, then your tefillah are obviously dependent on your personal situation, where you're holding in terms of your avodas Hashem, and therefore it could be a tefillah won't be as readily accepted as they are if you daven b'tzibur. So that's the point I'm trying to make. Anyway, the Brisker Rav and the Meshach will say it over there, but the Mishnah Berurah comes here in Siman Pei Tes with a chiddush gadol ma'od. What's the mocker for this chiddush? It's true, the Gemara says in Brachas, the Gemara praises the Basikin. The Gemara said that the day Rabbruno, when he daven Basikin, he had a smile on his face the whole day. And the Gemara says, you won't be harmed the entire day. The Gemara says tremendous things about daven Basikin. One of my children, my oldest son, davens Basikin every day. But with a minyan. He lives here in Harnof, in Yerushalayim. He davens Basikin every day, for years, for decades, he's been doing it. He doesn't daven Bechidus. Only with Tzibur and only with the Minyan and Vasikin. But this is a Chiddush Gadol of the Mishnah Berurah. That Bi Halacha says that if a person davens Vasikin and there is no Minyan, sometimes such a situation exists, then you're allowed to daven be a Chiddush. So that, as I said, the massive Chiddush of the Mishnah Berurah that he points out of here. Go ahead, yeah.
Where exactly is that in the Berurah Halacha?
Okay, that's what I was actually, I'm just not accustomed to this Mishnah Berurah, so that's why now, it's also the print is a little bit on the small side of in the Bi Halacha, that is. Let me find it for you in a second.
Does she want it bigger?
No, it's fine. I'm just, I wanted to show you something else here. That's why I asked for it. But I wanted to, let me find it right there. Just 1 second, please. Maybe just stop that for a second so you shouldn't.
I can edit it after.
Oh, okay, that's fine. I don't want to trouble you though. Why should I be matriarch to you? It should be right over
I
here.
I want to daven by
Yechidus. Right, let me just, 1 second, you're asking another good kasha, let me get that in 1 second. But here in Siman, Siman Halachas of Kriya Shema, that's what I was going to show you. Ooh. It should be in Siman and Ches, but I have to find it. I don't know why I... here it is. Siman and Ches Yitzchak. Nun Ches in the Shulchan Aruch, and in the Shabur it's found right here where it says the Mitzvah and Amukha. You see that? The Bi Halacha. Look in the Mechaber first. Everyone turn to Nun Ches for 1 second. You have Nun Ches. Turn to Nun Ches. It says Man Kriyash Rosh Hashachos. I mentioned this last time. This Man Kriyash Rosh Hashachos. This is Man Kriyash, you know, in the morning, correct? Mm-hmm. When is that time? The moment you see someone that you know and you recognize him. You can't. Till that point in time, say Kriya Shema. Then it continues, and till when can you say Kriya Shema? Till the third hour of the day, which is 1/4 of the day. And then it says the Mechaber, Mitzvah and Amucha, the Gross Sikh of Vasikin. You see that?
Yeah.
The Mitzvah and Amucha, ideally, you should try to say Kriya Shema Vasikin. When is that? That the moment Netzachama comes out, right then you combine Shvanasa together with the Kriya Shema. So there the Mishabur, look at the Mishabur, Alocha, Mitzvah and Amucha. You have Nunches, look at Mitzvah and Amucha. Da, you see what it says there? Everyone following? Does the hearing liklos kevasikin mutar liklos ulispala biyachidi emein lehem minyan? You see, Yitzchak, you can go ahead and what daven without a minyan, which is a tremendous kiddush. I would not have said that on my own. I would have thought that certainly on the question of kevasikin is something very significant, but still you can't be mevater on a minyan. He says no, kevasikin is so, shall we say, significant and so preeminent, you could even be mevater on a minyan. Then he goes further, Mr. Brewer. He quotes a Mishnah. Yarad Litbol is a very famous Mishnah. Ein Shem, Napil Meinu Tfilu, Ba'isai Gamkein. Yizoyah the cross of his man on some of the nights. Who Mishnah Zuai? But Masikin, he points out in the Gemara over there. That's the person doesn't have Tfilin. So what would you do? What would perhaps any one of us would have done? We would have waited. Mishnah Berurah says no. Davin, and on the contrary, if you're close to Masikin, make sure you make Masikin. By the way, Tfilin you can always put on. Right before Shemoneh Esrei, by God Himself, that's not just quoted Shulchan Aruch as well. You should never be in that situation. I've been in that situation once or twice when I was going on a plane. It was very complicated, and once or twice when I came late. Very rare for me to come late to a minyan or to come Rachman Litzlan in the middle of. Kriya Shema, or before Shemoneh Esrei, or in Shemoneh Esrei, I'd be embarrassed to walk inside the minyan. I wouldn't even, I didn't have a minyan that I would go there. I'd find another minyan, but then you'll tell me, let's say there is no other minyan. Let's say you're living in Mississippi, or somewhere where you don't exactly have minyanim that are available to you, so then I'd make sure I'd come on time. I have 7 alarm clocks to make sure I'd be walking up. That wouldn't come late. It's not even what's the Havamina. And I've been going to, I'm not going to Tzilu B'Tzibur my whole life. Many, many decades. Maybe in the last 50 years, if I missed Tzilu B'Tzibur, it was only because of an onus. I was on a plane that decided to somehow circle an airport for 5 hours without consulting me. Or something along those lines. Or once I went to Yeshiva, I went to Poland. And they were supposed to, we were in a place which was Belarus. Not exactly an area where known for its civilization. Anyway, and they forgot to bring the Sefer Torah. And I held there was a shaila about bringing the Chutz Lachov, my whole business. And that was the first time I missed Kriyas HaTorah and Shabbos in about 55 years. See, this is Kriyas HaTorah and Shabbos. Are you talking?
There's no
they had no Sefer Torah. And someone was supposed to bring the Sefer Torah? No, in this particular area it was very middle of nowhere. They didn't bring a Sefer Torah. And so I still feel guilty, even though it happened about 19 years ago. I think it was that. So that Monday we went to the Yeshiva Chacham Lublin, and then the Rosh Yeshiva Torah Shraga read the Pasha that we missed. So I know him, Rosh Yeshiva. So he read the Pasha of that he missed on Shabbos, and as well the Monday Kriyas HaTorah as well. From the Kosher Sefer Torah, obviously. But there was no Sefer Torah on Shabbos, so that's why the Rosh Yeshiva told me that he's not going to go back to Poland, even though now they have a small Sefer Torah in the Yeshiva. So Baruch Hashem, you carry with them wherever they go, but then they didn't have such a thing. Okay, I'm back over here.
I feel lucky you should read it on Monday morning.
I'm sorry? There's a din. You're asking another good question, an excellent question. G'dag v'chob HaKodesh. Is there a halacha that has to be mashlim? The Kriyas HaTorah that I miss. Kriyas HaTorah, he's asking, Avi is a chovas tzibur, not a chovas yochid. But the briskets hold it's a chovas yochid. So if you follow, they said the Gom and others actually, they were a situation, they were in prison. They couldn't hear Kriyas HaTorah. When they were released from prison, they heard all the Kriyas that they made up all the Kriyas that they missed at the time they were in prison. But that's a chiddush gadol. The Pashup Pshat, Taisin and Seifa, Taisin Brachos, Mashal from the Mishnah Megillah, Mashal from the Ramban, Mashal from the Ritva, the Rashba Kimat, always showing the Shacharit. That's a chayvas, not a chayvas yochid. There's no chiyuv on the yochid to hear Kriyas HaTorah. If you are in a tzibur, and it's a Monday, and a Thursday, and a Shabbos afternoon, and a Shabbos morning, and a Yom Tov morning, whether it's Takadim Moshe Rabbeinu, Takadim Ezra, whatever it may be, to hear Kriyas HaTorah, then you're going to hear Kriyas HaTorah. But if you're not in a tzibur, you're in Ashkash, Wisconsin, and there's no minion of 10 Jews, so what do you do? You're not mechuyev in Kriyas HaTorah. The chiyuv is only there's a tzibur. But you have to make sure that you don't live in a place like Ashkash. I have nothing against Ashkash. I'm sure it's a beautiful city. But I tell you to live only where there are 10 wonderful, outstanding Jews who can comprise a minion, thereby you will not miss it with a tzibur. So that's one of the, by the way, criteria that one should have regarding, you know, this past Sukkah. So I... people often ask me, and I said sure, about this already a number of times, whether, should I go on a tiyul? Can I go on a tiyul where I won't have access to a sukkah? What's the din? You're learning those sugyas now. Ho ho. Shulche mitzvah. You're probably all shulche mitzvah. You're putting them in a sukkah.
It's for sure.
Even though one may argue that in Eretz Yisrael, there's a mitzvah to tayel, people will tell you that. There's no mitzvah to tayel in Tinek, New Jersey. There's no mitzvah. However, in Eretz Yisrael, there's an Indian.
Not in Tinek. No, in
Eretz Yisrael. That's what I just said. I'm asking, I don't need to see my askama, but I'm just saying that I'm asking that there's a mitzvah to tayel. But then the question is, let's say I won't have access to the sukkah. So since I moved recently to another part of the Beit Shemesh, and so I always am accustomed to sleeping in my own private little sukkah, and I have a lot of grandchildren around now. I wanted to have my own private little sukkah, so I discovered they have something called, you should always daven the minyan. I'm very makbid, my father showed us daven the minyan, I try to be makbid daven the minyan. My wife, Shlita, davens three times a day. She's more reliable than some men that I know. But unfortunately, she can't be part of the minyan, so that's not really her fault. But let's learn a little halacha here in Hilchos Tefillah. This is what I was doing. Started anyway. So that's what I wanted to get with Vasikin and pay tests. We're still in pay tests. We actually saw the beginning. I just mentioned we also did Bays last time too. Let's do Gimel. Gimel says, Osulo v'hisasi b'tzrochem leilech aderech ha-tzizbal t'vish v'naseh. This is a very important halacha. It's a Gemara Drachas. Gemara Daf Yudal. The person is not allowed to become involved in his own tzrochem. Tzrochem means in whatever needs you may have, personal needs and the like. Correct? And even if a person has servants or all kinds of other domestics who will help them, Shavua points this out right away, the halacha is you shouldn't do anything till you actually daven. The Gemara says this very clearly, you have daven shmoneh esrei. You know, people often ask me the following shaila. There are two shailas that are asked. These are very significant shailas. In this country, I'm using this country as an example, it could be in America as well, obviously. Let's say a guy works in Tel Aviv. So if he davens and then goes to work, let's assume he drives to Tel Aviv, trust me, in the middle of the rush hour traffic, he can get there halavai by 10:30, 11 o'clock. He's supposed to be at work at 8:30, quarter to 9, something along those lines. So what does he do? He drives to Tel Aviv in the morning early at 6 o'clock, and then that hour the highway is pretty clear. And then he drives to Tel Aviv. Is that called the Hisaski Mitzvachim? Ole lachaderech, before Darash Menasseh. So many Pesukim say no, that's fine. You're allowed to do that. That's one. Two. I'll give you a better example. Many people learn Daf Yomi before davening. I'm sure you're aware of it. You're probably one of them. So anyway, so many people get up early in the morning, learn Daf Yomi. Is that a problem? Is that called the Isasik Mitzvah of I'm involved in my own needs, etc.? Because Daf Yomi is a very strong need. You understand that very well. Mm-hmm. A day that you don't learn Torah, basically, you know what the nature of that day is?
A bad day.
What was that?
It's a bad day.
That's right. You're being very polite. I would say not only is it a bad day, I would say it's a day that is horrific.
Atrocious, perhaps.
Perhaps even worse than that. So there's no way where I will go one day without learning Torah. Otherwise, I won't be able to sleep at night. I will have, I'm not exaggerating, nightmares! In Tazveni Yom Yomayim Ezek, I can learn about the comedy, you're probably familiar with it. If you leave the Torah one day, it leaves you 2 days. But it's not possible. And even though Mikha didn't, Gemara says in the Dorah, you find another sugya, Gemara says that Yotze, the Talmud Torah, is Kriyash Mashach Zaharis. So you did do some Talmud Torah, but that's not the ideal. You have to learn every day after you collect the Torah. So the Poskim are Mekel on both these things. They Mekel on Daf Yomi before davening, they Mekel even on driving to where you work, to make it easy for you in terms of getting to work, etc. Yeah.
Why? It's like when the Poskim shot that.
What's that? I just point out to you, they'll get to you, that the one of the Poskim who issued this Pesach is Hadoim Marina or Rabbi Zatzal, who's your site, is today.
Yeah, last night. They had a little letters.
That's it. But the outside is today. Yeah. Rav Avadya, so he has many, there's a number of shutin he wrote on this topic, and he was making on both these topics. Yeah.
It seems like from the Pashim Shah that driving to work is Leilach HaDerech, no?
Leilach, what do you mean Leilach HaDerech? Leilach HaDerech means you have to go to a certain destination, so you want to go there before you daven. I'll give you another example. You'll like this one too. There's also people have asked me this question a number of times. Can I go shopping on Erev Shabbos when I know the stores are going to be jam-packed? If I go later on, and I want to beat the traffic before that.
Probably not.
It's certainly not ideal. Here it may not be muta. May not be permissible. You may have to wait another half hour or 45 minutes when you go shopping later on.
So why am I allowed to drive to school, which is a 40-minute drive?
Because that's similar. First of all, you go to dominant school, I assume. Is that what you do? Okay, so that's similar to what I just mentioned a second ago. But this is different than the person going shopping. There, that's not called the Sasik Bitzrachav. The Isser of the Sasik Bitzrachav. Maybe I will discuss this a bit more at length next time, tomorrow even, perhaps.
Can I find a different school?
I didn't go that far. I just, if you take a look at the Rabbah, see the Rabbah that tells us, I speak, if you say some brachas before Bar Shomar, that's also makom lahakel. But in general, see what you are being omen on. Again, whatever is a tzorech mitzvah, later on, look at Simen Tzadik. Yeah, Simen Tzadik.
He says betoma after.
One second. Well, look at Simen Tzadik. Look at the next Simen, Sivkot Nun Gimel, in the Mishnah Berurah. So in Simen Tzadik, Sivkot Nun Gimel, in the Mishnah Berurah. Sivkot Nun Gimel, in the Mishnah Berurah. Yeah, then?
It's a big simon.
I know it's a big simon. There are a lot of big simonim here. We have to learn them. All of them call out Torah Kula. So take a look at what it says in Yudayim. See, Yudayim, Yesh Mishomer, Shem Mikol Shkim, Shalei Ashkim, Adam, Lenach, Meir, Shem Ispalu, Ba'asara, Miyach, Alava, Mechal, Zechem, Tzim, Adam, Yom, Godo, Vishalei, Yitzhak, Lenach, Zekid, Yach, Ha'atfila. It means the person getting up early to leave a city that you have 10 people, assuming that they're able to go to your destination while it's still day. So the Mishabura writes in Nun Gimel, here's what I'm talking about. Mari Baholim Zvar Rishus. We're talking about when you're going for a Zvar Rishus, what's called a Zvar Rishus. Just for some of you want to go shopping. Correct? By the way, shopping on Shabbos is not a Zvar Rishus. Yeah, it's called a Zvar Mitzvah. Correct? What mitzvah do you mean kind when you shop for food for Shabbos?
On Shabbos.
Before Shabbos. Hopefully you don't go shopping on Shabbos. No. The Rambam points out the hill between owning and kavod. Owning is that which you enjoy, the fruits of the labor that you did on every Shabbos, you enjoy on Shabbos, that's called owning. And kavod is the preparation that you do prior to Shabbos, to prepare for the Shabbos. That's the Gemara Kedusha, you know the Gemara Memalov up there, right in the second parak. And also the Gemara Kol Kitzvah, you know the Gemara too. The Gemara points out that a person has to get up early, lahotzas, in order to pay whatever he has to pay in order to prepare for Shabbos and Yom Tov. My whole point here, that this Mishabur indicates, is the hill between a Tzorach Mitzvah or Tzorach Rishus. For Tzorach Mitzvah, you're allowed to go ahead, as I said, and even though it's before davening, if the Tzorach Mitzvah, and here's the question that Paskin asked. So the first two cases I told you, for sure, Mutter. When you're working in Tel Aviv or Haifa, whatever it may be, it's a long drive, and you drive later on, you'll be stuck in traffic, and now you go earlier, you're going to daven in Tel Aviv or Haifa, and then afterwards you go to work, it'd be much easier.
Tzach mitzvah.
That's called the tzach mitzvah because it will save you an enormous amount of time and other factors as well. And number two is the davening, where after learning the daf yomi is also permissible. Well. It's not called the tzatzik b'tzorchav. It's called the dvar mitzvah. Here the question is whether I'm shopping early in the morning before I go to daven, is that permissible? That's a tumult at your inclination, as always. You always have beautiful inclinations. Yeah, Pesachim have more difficulty with this because you'll shop later on, for goodness sakes. And not all shopping is necessarily the tzorchei mitzvah. Sometimes it's the tzorchei hatzmacha in order to get something that you enjoy or whatever it may be. Even though that on Shabbos is also a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah on Shabbos. It's not something which is completely without condition.
So the girl says that you should daven a little before if I were daven like brachos in my house.
Right, the Ramah.
Yeah, the Ramah. Which brachos?
Probably brachos HaShachar you should say. Brachos HaTorah should be said. And that probably would be sufficient. Okay, good. Thank you very much.
Thank you.